Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Well, if you've ever known the kind of loneliness that rips at your heart and literally takes away your breath, you'll want to hear my first guest today. He's acknowledged as one of the most insightful and inspirational psychologists of his generation. And he says that while we all carry the wisdom of awakening within us, most of us fall asleep. We forget we have it. Well, we'll talk today with Dr. Daniel Gottlieb in just a moment about how to keep that wisdom awake. Coming up in the second part of today's show, Oprah's Ambassador of Hope, Marilla Scott, joins me. 2 years ago, she was diagnosed and treated for multiple brain aneurysms. Now she's back to doing what she loves, which is making a difference in the lives of others. She's written an award-winning, best-selling memoir, and her new novel is basically inspired by her own story. It's called Intuition, and that is being released today. But first, I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Daniel Gottlieb. He is the author of the new book called The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves. He is a practicing psychologist and family therapist. He's the host of Voices in the Family on WHYY Philadelphia's National Public Radio affiliate. In fact, he just got off air on his own show. From 1993 until 2008, he wrote a highly regarded column for the Philadelphia Inquirer called Inside Out, where he reflected his perspective on world events and the ways we experience them. He's actually the author of 5 books, including the best-selling Letters to Sam and Learning from the Heart. And he lectures locally and nationally on topics related to personal and social well-being, helping individuals and families find a greater sense of fulfillment and community. And as a side note here, all of the royalties from this new book are going to a special school in South Africa, and we'll learn a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Dr. Daniel Gottlieb, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vicki. It's so nice to be with you.
Well, I am glad to have you here. I really, absolutely, it was a little treat reading your book yesterday. It actually was raining up here in the Seattle area. I took myself and my dog off to a pier with a little picnic and an umbrella. And I sat there and read through your book. And I think you had such great things to say in there. And hopefully we can cover just a little bit of that today. I wanted to begin with an awakening that you had. You said it was your first awakening. You were 7 or 8 years old. You were literally at your favorite restaurant talking to your favorite parrot. You turned around and looked at your family and thought, what?
Well, you know, I'll back up a little bit. It's 1953. Phillips Restaurant, you know, we went out to dinner every Sunday night. And we were with my grandmothers. My grandfathers had since died. So there we were, my sister, who was 5 years my senior, and me and parents and grandmothers. Now, we're sitting at the table, and big discussion ensues about fish for my grandmother. Which fish is going to have bones? Which fish is going to be too fishy? Something that confused me no end about fishy fish. If you don't want fish, then don't order it. But anyway, my sister, who was 12 years old and entering into puberty in the world of being a grown-up woman, she enters this intense discussion. And I am watching these 5 people, and I just wander away, and I take myself to the parrot, which is named Polly. So I'm talking to Polly, and I'm looking over there, and I realize these are my people, this is my family, and I am not like them at the same time.
Mm.
That was my awakening.
And I think many of us have felt like that in so many, many situations. You say that the next awakening that you were conscious of was when you first became a psychologist and you had your first job, what was different, what was similar about that kind of experience?
Okay, so the theme follows through just briefly. I had a significant learning disability in school, and I lived in a suburb, and everybody was high achievers, and I was not. I started to get failing grades in middle school, and, you know, I felt ashamed of myself, and I kept feeling like I didn't belong there either. So fast forward, I become a psychologist, and I'm getting to know my patients, and I'm getting to know the staff. And, you know, I'm in staff offices and staff meetings, and they're talking about those people as though they weren't real people. They were just a conglomeration of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very uncomfortable with it. And I went to spend more time with those people, and I felt I didn't feel as though I had a mental illness, but I did feel a kind of kindred spirit with those people, with my patients. And I knew I belonged with the professionals, but didn't feel a kindred spirit with them. So there we are again.
Right,
you
right.
You know, I am part of, but in a way, I'm alone.
Right.
And that felt quite painful to me. I felt there was something wrong with me, still striving, believing, wishing that if I did X, Y, Z, then I'd finally feel like I belonged.
Right. So you basically decided to work harder at trying to belong.
Right. Isn't that what we do when we're living with a formula inside our head for success and happiness?
Right.
When it doesn't work, we just try it harder.
Right, right. Well, you talk about story in the book, the story we tell ourselves, we craft the house we live in, you say. So we need to look very closely at what narrative we're telling ourselves. Are we a victim or a leader? And the story that struck me was when you taught a seminar, you taught an autobiographical seminar to writers, and you told your story to them in the beginning, a childhood of loneliness, abuse. You talked of your wife's cancer and subsequent MS. You talked of becoming quadriplegic. And you talked of your current sense of joy and gratitude. So talk to us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, I told them that story in about 10 or 20 minutes. And, you know, at the time, the most significant moment was, you know, when I was driving down the road and a wheel broke off a tractor trailer and crushed my car and broke my neck, and how, you know, I've been a quadriplegic now for 34 years. And I went on to tell some other vignettes of my story. You're right, Vicki. And then I said, but is this really who I am and where I've been? And I encouraged them. I said, I could have told my story 1,000 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I tell it that way? And to whom did I tell it? And what am I ultimately looking for in telling my story? What, we all spend our lives in one way, shape, or form telling our story.
Right.
Why?
And we do tell it that way so often. We talk about what we've done and where we've been and what we do for a living.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But you say,
or we talk about trauma in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But is that the truth of our lives? Our lives are much broader than that. And these are just the stories we tell about our lives. We tell stories about how the world works, whether the world is going to hell in a handbasket or whether the future looks very bright. These are all stories we tell ourselves about our lives and the truth of our lives.
Right. And you say that at the end of the day, all we really know is how we experience. So how do we tell our story based on that?
This is a critical issue. I talk about a patient of mine who, and of course I disguised her name, but she had young, beautiful woman, highly accomplished woman, who had some surgery. It went badly. It turns out her bladder was paralyzed, and she needed an ostomy bag. And she was so upset, understandably, and she couldn't work for a while, and she was enraged. She was trying to get people to understand what it was like to have the rug pulled out from you. And they nodded, but she said, they don't get it. Well, the problem was, she was telling the wrong story. She was like I was, feeling alone in the world and trying to tell the story. I think we all do, so we can feel connected, so we can feel known. Because it's my belief, Vicki, that the hunger to be known is even more compelling than our need to be loved.
Right. Well, I have a couple of questions based around that, and I don't want to interrupt you, so we're going to take a quick break now. And when we come back, I want to ask you how we change our story so that people get us, they get our humanity, they get our heart. My guest in this segment is Dr. Daniel Gottlieb. His book is called The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves. And it really is a very good book. I really enjoyed reading this. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Please do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Let's see if I guess that this just isn't working.
Knowing you have a great idea for a book is one thing, writing it another. So what's stopping you? Maybe you can't find time. Maybe you don't know where to begin. Maybe you wrote a couple of chapters, then disappeared down a rabbit hole. Or maybe you'd rather someone else write it for you. Partnering with the right coach or ghostwriter can make all the difference between talking about your book and finishing your book. As an award-winning writer and strategic consultant, Vicki St. Clair's storytelling credits span from business, health, self-help, and memoir to New York Times and USA Today best-selling anthologies. Vicki partners with people just like you, at the exact level you need, whether you need a little encouragement, editorial guidance, or full-blown ghostwriting and consulting services. If you're serious about telling the story you know is inside you, stop procrastinating. Let's get your story down on paper. Contact Vicki today. Email Vicki at VickiSt.Clair.com or call 1-800-495-7617. See more about Vicki and her work at VickiSt.Clair.com.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
Hi, this is Vicki St. Clair. If you have a business, service, or event and would like to deliver your message to a large audience, call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine the spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772.
Conversations Live is giving away books, from New York Times best-selling fiction to the latest from innovative thought leaders in business and psychology. To find out where, when, and how, like us on Facebook at Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair and look out for posts titled Book Giveaway.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. My guest is Dr. Daniel Gottlieb. The book we're talking about is his latest. It's called The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves. And just to give you an example, Dr. Rick Hansen author of Hardwiring Happiness, said reading this book is like having a great conversation with a deeply wise, kind, and supportive friend who also happens to be an extraordinary therapist whose own losses have profound teachers. And I would agree with that. Your voice came across very strongly, I think, in this, Dan, which is always good when you've written a book.
That's a high compliment. Thank you so much.
So before the break, I said I wanted to talk a little bit about how we can change our story a little so that people do see our humanity, so that they get us, so that we don't walk away thinking, oh boy, they just really don't get me at all. Nobody gets me. What is it we need to do? How do we need to change ourselves or at telling our story?
Well, the business that nobody gets me, we need to stay one step aside from our own self-pity, because that statement, nobody gets me, is a statement when we can get past self-pity, when we can get past anger, even when we can get past anxiety, and they're all there, what we have is a kind of sadness about the truth of our lives. That it's not that nobody will ever get you, but at a certain level, nobody can fully understand one another's inner workings. But that said, Vicki, that said, I think the way to have people understand our humanity, you're not going to have people understand your humanity by telling stories of your trauma or your accomplishments, your achievements. You're not going to get them to understand what you really want to have them understand. The only way you can do it, only way. Rilke has a line in a poem that says, I want to unfold before you because where I am folded, there I am alive.
Wow, that's powerful.
We keep ourselves bottled up out of what? Fear or shame?
Mm-hmm.
We can only be known through our vulnerability. You share your vulnerability. We are hardwired that when we do, people's hearts open. You've had this experience, Vicki. We all have.
Yeah.
That when someone looks you in the eye and says, please help me, or tells the tale of their fears, their dreams, their confusion, I mean, there's something inside. We feel this warmth and deep caring for this person.
Right, right.
It's a reaction. And, you know, we often close up because of shame. And there's really only one cure for shame. I mean, shame can turn into like a mold. And the only cure for mold is exposure to sunlight, bright sunlight. So
I love that. You say that in the book. Shame is like mold. It grows in the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you say we can't really experience love unless we feel known for who we are. Elaborate on that a little.
Well, I will bet you've had the experience, and I know I have. When someone says they love you, and you secretly say to yourself, or I have, they say they love me, but if they really knew, would they still love me?
Mm-hmm.
We can't open ourselves up for love when we're folded.
Right.
We can't fully experience it if we're folded inside.
Right.
We can only experience love in our nakedness. And, you know, not everybody can open up all the way, but in my life, I haven't been able to hide my vulnerability. I sit in a wheelchair. Things fall on the floor. I spill things on me. My catheter leaks. My pants are wet. I can't pretend I'm not vulnerable. I'm not dependent, and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and therefore I share all sorts of other vulnerabilities with me. with them. You know, when I feel insecure, I talk about it.
Yes, yeah.
When my anxiety's up, my depression's up, I talk about it. At least I don't feel alone. I feel known at that moment.
Yes, and that makes sense. And I really love the way you put that. You talk about loneliness in the book, but not just loneliness. You talk about loneliness, the kind that takes your breath away. I mean, that's pretty strong. And you say the big question is, when you are alone, who are you with? Are you with someone you judge harshly? Are you with someone you feel compassion for? Someone who's not good enough? And when is enough enough?
Exactly. I ask many of my patients, most of them, how would you feel about spending the rest of your life with the person you are right now? And most of them say not good. That's kind of heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will be kind towards me when I do this or if this happens. You know, and I'm talking about kindness for oneself. I'm not talking about self-pity or self-indulgence, but simple kindness. I encourage people in my lectures, my patients, anybody who has ears, go look in the mirror and look deeply in the eyes of that person looking back at you. Look at the child you were, innocent and happy. Look at the adolescent trying to do the right thing but not knowing how. Same with the young adult striving to follow this roadmap, striving to accomplish, and failing. And look at the person you are now, a good-hearted person, a kind person who tries to do the right thing. Can you feel compassion for the person looking back at you in your eyes? Because if you look in those eyes deep enough, you'll see your own soul and take it back. It's been waiting for you.
Right, right. I've noticed several people in my life as they've got older and wiser talk a lot about kindness, and I think that's something we can come into the world with. As children, we are kind and compassionate, and I think sometimes along the way that gets shoved aside. Do you think it's kind of going full circle when we come back to that place?
I do, and you know, that's why the subtitle of my book, we open up to the kindness again. If we're lucky when we age, and we don't have to wait until we age. You know, I call it restoring our faith in ourselves. It's in there. The kindness is in there. The ability to love is in there. The ability to experience awe in the ordinary. It's all in there. It just went to sleep. All you have to do, what I'm going to say is simple, but very, very difficult, is sit down and stop running from your demons because you haven't been successful so far. So stop running. Just sit down. Experience your life. Feel your body. Feel your breath. Feel that beating heart of yours. Come home. Come home.
I love that. And I think you've been so honest in this book. I remember reading a couple of sentences where you said that sometimes you've lain in bed with your hands on your heart and sobbed, and other times you've lain there and with your hands on your heart and it's just full of love. And I think sharing your experiences makes this book so special and very powerful. And I really appreciate you being with us today. I want to ask you what you'd like to leave our listeners with today.
It's what we just talked about, Vicki. It's kindness, and it starts with compassion for oneself, and it's written about in every Bible. Kindness towards self and kindness towards others. That will change the world. Kindness begets kindness. Try to look at a stranger and imagine that stranger being your brother, sister, somebody whose life you're interested in. Approach people with a curious curious mind and an open heart. Just try it. It'll feel good, I promise.
Right, right. And the book is called The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves. And let's just tell listeners a little bit about the book so they know. It's actually, we've barely touched on three segments. And there are six parts to the book, and we've barely touched on three of them. So you also talk about what connects us, faith, and the divine spark. And you share your stories in here and those of people you've worked with, too. And if they want to find out more information about you, listeners can find information at danielgottlieb.com, danielgottlieb.com. Again, The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves is the book. Dr. Daniel Gottlieb, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been a great pleasure. And thank you so much for such a thoughtful interview, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
And please do stay with us. We will be right back with one of Oprah's ambassadors of hope and her new book. Please do stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to NuPro Supplements, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, April 6th, it's a Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame. Dr. Bill takes a balanced approach when treating our animal friends. He's an expert with immune support and treating the endocrine immune imbalance Pleckner syndrome. He's also working with hot and cold lasers. We'll have open phone lines, so plan to call in for free veterinary advice on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11. 50.
OMG! Grammar abuse is no LOL! Hire a copywriter today and make sure your business communications rise above the crowd and deliver the results you need. Call 800-495-7617 today. BTW-IMHO. Copywriters rule. Call 800-495-7617. BFN.
Next week on Conversations Live, TV cameras were rolling when ABC's Dan Harris had a full-blown panic attack live on air. After plunging into a dark place, he set about finding a better path, which resulted in his new book, 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. That's all coming next Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for upcoming show details and podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Follow me on Twitter at Vicki St. Clair.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. Without you,
I know the assumption is that I'm tough with the world. And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. And in this segment, I'm talking to Marilla Scott. She's an award-winning, best-selling author, inspirational expert, ghostwriter, and one of Oprah's ambassadors of hope. Marilla Scott is known for speaking from the heart with her life-changing words of faith and strength. Her efforts caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey, which is how come she became an ambassador of hope. We'll learn more about that in just a moment. And she's also been on Amazon's best-selling list at number 3 and at number 17 with her books, respectively, In Our House and Bad to the Bone. Let me bring Marilla on and we'll learn more about her journey in her own words. Marilla Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Welcome.
Very pleased to have you here. And you're celebrating today because you have a brand new book launching today.
Absolutely. And I am so your throat with this.
It's called Intuition, and it is a novel. And I want to ask you about that, but I want to just, first of all, ask you about this Ambassador of Hope thing. Tell us what that is all about and what it means.
Well, the beauty of it was is that I had just finished writing my memoir, In Our House, Perception versus Reality, and I was promoting it and teaching men and women about recognizing the indicators of an abuser. A lot of times people get into situations and relationships that have indications that something's wrong. We all see warning signs, but we choose to overlook them. So I was teaching people some of the things that I actually learned from firsthand, my childhood, which was actually horrific, of how to help people prevent that situation instead of trying to pull them out of it once they're in it. And Oprah, it caught her attention for the work that I was doing nationwide, and that's how I became one of her five worldwide ambassadors of hope, which is such an honor. So, I love it.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened to you. You mentioned you had a very abusive childhood. What was going on at that time?
Well, actually, my father and mother, we had a lifestyle that looked like one thing. That's why the subtitle of the book is called, you know, In Our House, the Perception versus Reality. A lot of people have lives that the perception people think or they allow people to think is something, you know, the reality totally different. So my father was recruited with five children and one on the way right out of college by both the CIA and IBM. And given that he had a lot of stress, pressure, that he, you know, took in on the outside world, when he came home, he took everything out on my mother. And then ultimately it manifested to my elder brothers and myself. And so with that, it kind of transcended into my mother looking for a way out. And she became into something that was actually horrific, which kind of devastated our family in
right.
many, many ways.
So, right. So you go on to, I don't know how many years later, but this happened a couple of years ago, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you were diagnosed with multiple brain aneurysms, and you were going to the doctors and saying something's wrong with me, and they're saying, nothing's wrong.
Right.
So tell us about that. What happened, and how did you know something was wrong with you?
Well, you know, that is where my story Intuition that was released today came from, because I had my intuition, I'm telling you, Vicki, from the time that I was a kid, and it's noted very clearly throughout In Our House, and that's something that I always trusted and followed because I saw how it protected me when I was a child. And intuition isn't something that some of us have, it's something that all of us have, but it's whether or not we listen to it is what the difference in the outcome makes. And with me, I knew something was wrong with me, and I kept going to the doctors, and they kept saying, you know, we can't find anything. They do a CAT scan. We don't see anything. And I said, Vicki, I would touch the top of my head, and I would point to it. It's right here. Long story short, finally, after going through several doctors and being told, hey, literally they thought it was actually in my head, you know, but it was, but not the way they were thinking.
Right.
There was a neurosurgeon that said, you know what, you not only have an aneurysm, but you have multiple brain aneurysms, and they were right where I was pointing, exactly where I was. And so that's something that I actually had to have surgery. I had it immediately with them being diagnosed and to alleviate further problems.
Right.
Well, that's where intuition was born out of.
And thank goodness you kept going back. So
then
a few months later, you decide to write about this. Now, you'd written memoir before. Why did you decide to write this particular story in novel form?
Well, you know, the beauty of it is that intuition really came, it was part of my life. Everything that I do was based on my intuition. And my daughter and my son, they grew up knowing that, seeing that, seeing it firsthand and understanding it, and they've learned to trust their own. But as part of my therapy, I could barely speak. I couldn't read very well. And my passion for writing and inspiring people is beyond measure. But I thought I lost that. I couldn't get it back. And so my daughter said, and my husband told me, you should start writing again. And I was thinking, I can't write. I can't read. I can barely speak. But, you know, I did. And my daughter, who co-authored the book with me, Alyssa Curry, she said, you know what, we can do this. So she said, let's write about what you've always trusted and what saved your life. And so it was intuition. And that's where my therapy came in. And writing the story helped me learn to read again, to speak again properly, get my memory back because I've lost my short-term memory. So it was really therapeutic and something that I claim that writing has always been for not only me but for others.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. And I have to say to listeners, I have not seen the book yet. It did not, unfortunately, arrive in time. But but I've done some reading around it, and so it's a romantic psychological thriller. And what was interesting to me, this is based on your true story. It was inspired by your true story, rather.
Yeah.
You actually use your real name in there and your daughter's real name in there as characters. So talk to us a little bit about the story of the book.
Well, it's really cool because I'm telling you, this is my favorite book ever, because probably because I did it with my daughter, but it is based on and inspired by my life and events and hers as well. And so the story begins with me being out there, which actually these are true events, out there speaking and about, you know, intuition, following it, trusting it. And I am kidnapped at one of my events. But before I'm kidnapped, I'm warning my daughter. You remember, she's saying, Mom, you know, I've always watched you do your intuition thing, and I want it to be like you. I've always waited to be like you. And I'm teaching her, you know, you are like me. You have it. You just have to trust it. It's always been there. And so we have these really prolific conversations about, you know, me pushing her to understand it's not something you magically get. It's there. You just have to understand that you need to trust it instead of looking past it, because intuition is something that rises above reason. Mm-hmm. So in doing so, she finds herself in a position where when I'm kidnapped from a hotel after speaking, she has to use her intuition to find me.
Right.
Find me and bring me back home. And the story is so dynamic. There's a lot of twists and turns. And so the characters, you actually will fall in love with the characters, all of them. And you don't know who is who until you find out to the end. So it's really, really...
So just to be clear, the kidnapping bit is the fiction bit, right?
It might be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell us?
Oh, no, it might be. It's so good, Vicki, because there's so much. When my daughter, we finished it, she said, you know, Mom, there's so much truth in this story. It's going to be hard for them to separate it. So I said, let them figure it out. It'll be fun.
I definitely think readers never want to be insulted. They don't want you to tell them everything. We do like to use our imaginations there. But
yeah.
I have a question around that, because you did write this with your novel. So how difficult is it with your daughter. So how difficult is it writing a novel with somebody else?
You know, I don't know if I could do one as easily as I did with my daughter with anyone else, for the reason that this is based and inspired by true events. And she knew all of the events, so she was well-versed. And, oh, my gosh, Vicki, I've never seen anyone think so much like their parents as my children do. They think like me. They get me. So she was actually very therapeutic when I would write something, and she would say, Mommy, you know, we need to say this, or maybe this is what you want to say, or take it in this direction. So while I was healing therapeutically, I needed, you know, to understand my thought process, and she was able to put it in the perspective that it was meant.
Mm.
So doing it with her was like a blessing.
It was
truly inspirational.
Yeah. So tell me what your daughter learned about you. Well, maybe you can't answer that, but I'm sure you have a guess. But what she learned about you while she was writing that book with you, while she was writing Intuition with you?
Oh, my gosh, what a great question. She pretty much knows everything about me, and I think that's why she was able to help with the book so well. But she did tell me, she said, you know, now I see why you have such a passion for writing. Like, I see it, I get it, because I love what I do. And now I think it's that writing bug has pretty much bitten her, because she loves it. She loves the story.
Mm. And so did you learn anything about her? Because I do think, you know, it's a very intimate process for anybody who's ever written with somebody. That collaboration is very intimate. Did you learn anything new about your daughter?
Absolutely. She will actually be graduating. That's a great question, because she graduates college on May 18th this year. And she's studying to be a psychiatrist. So the cool thing about it was that I realized, you know, as a parent, you're like, okay, your daughter is kind of, you know, she's on the straight and narrow. She's a great kid, very intellectual. But boy, she let her imagination, when it came to the guys in this book, she let her imagination go free. And I was like, where is this coming from? But the characters, that's why I say you're going to love the characters. That's her.
Right.
That's her.
In the reviews of the book, it says that there is a powerful message in here. Let me just find my little line here where it talks about that. It said, there's a profound meaning and life lesson in this book. So not having read the book myself, how did you write and create that profound message and life lesson without it becoming preachy?
Oh my gosh, your questions are great. Well, you know, the cool thing
about it is Conversations Live.
I so love it. I so love it. What I did is that I created with my daughter the way I'd want to hear it. And that's the way I talk to people. Sometimes, and I think that's the reason I have a relationship the way I do with my son and my daughter and with working with people, because I do ghostwriting as well, is that I tell people the way they need to hear it sometimes instead of, you know, throwing it at them. And the messages are so strong, but they're given in conversation form, you know, kind of like where you can understand it instead of saying, don't do this, don't do that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, or if you do this, this is going to happen. But it's told in a story form, so you get the messages in your own way, and there are so many powerful layers of lesson after lesson to teach you why, but it shows you how. And the book is actually written just like watching a movie. When people read it already, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is like watching a movie. And right. So the lessons are more palatable the way we give them to you. They're not thrown at you.
Right, right. I know, because nobody likes being preached at. There's a definite art. A definite art in doing that. Well, we need to take a quick break. So we're going to go for a couple of minutes. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're talking today with Marilla Scott. Her latest book, just released today, is called Intuition. And it's a novel inspired by true events based on Marilla's own life. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll be right back.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Do you love wildlife? Then make a real difference by helping PAWS care for sick and injured wild animals. Volunteers help feed and clean the animals until they are well enough to return to the wild. Sign up today and help save a wild life. No experience necessary. All training is provided. Visit PAWS.org or call 425-787-2500.
Let's see if I guess that this just isn't working.
Knowing you have a great idea for a book is one thing, writing it another. So what's stopping you? Maybe you can't find time. Maybe you don't know where to begin. Maybe you wrote a couple of chapters, then disappeared down a rabbit hole. Or maybe you'd rather someone else write it for you. Partnering with the right coach or ghostwriter can make all the difference between talking about your book and finishing your book. As an award-winning writer and strategic consultant, Vicki St. Clair's storytelling credits span from business, health, self-help, and memoir to New York Times and USA Today best-selling anthologies. Vicki partners with people just like you, at the exact level you need, whether you need a little encouragement, editorial guidance, or full-blown ghostwriting and consulting services. If you're serious about telling the story you know is inside you, stop procrastinating. Let's get your story down on paper. Contact Vicki today. Email Vicki at VickiSt.Clair.com or call 1-800-495-7617. See more about Vicki and her work at VickiSt.Clair.com.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Vicki St. Clair. If you have a business, service, or event and would like to deliver your message to a large audience, call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine the spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Making a difference, one word at a time.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. I was looking at Eric there, who's like a band leader, waving me in. My guest in this segment is Marilla Scott. She's an award-winning, best-selling author, inspirational expert, ghostwriter, and one of Oprah's ambassadors of hope. And we just spent a little while talking about Intuition, which is a book based on, inspired by true events that involves Marilla. And that came out today. It's a novel called Intuition. And I want to just talk a little bit, Marilla, if we can, about your other, one of your other books, Bad to the Bone, the true story of David Turcaro Jr., hit three categories on Amazon's bestseller list, came in at number 17 in its first month out. And this, I understand, is a story of a man battling leukemia. Is this fiction? Is this nonfiction?
This is nonfiction. It's a true story, and I love it because when David reached out to me to do his story, he had read my memoir and some of my other books, and it was cool because he just said, "I want you to tell my story." And I was like, okay, wow, you know, what an honor to hear it the way he was so resolute. And when he began telling me everything that he went through, oh my gosh, it blew me away because I have to listen to you and I like to meet people that I write for and I want to know your story because sometimes the stories aren't a good fit for me. And his was packed with so much inspiration that I had to do it. I mean, it was amazing because he found out on Christmas Eve that he had been sick for a while. He didn't know it. And he found out that he had leukemia. He didn't know. He thought he had the flu. And he had been sick for a while.
Oh, wow.
But this took place up in Canada. He lives in Canada. And the storyline is just incredible to show what he had to go through after being told that he was going to die.
Mm.
And going through getting a bone marrow donor. But it actually shows you from the inside what it's like with someone living with cancer, the pain they have, what they have to endure, the medications, what they do to your body, the other problems that you have if you survive. You know, he is so far from a whole what he has to live with every day because of the side effects of the medication alone. So it takes you inside that life and inside the life of the young man that donated his bone marrow to David. So it's an amazing story.
Yeah. Well, you specialize in sharing stories that are inspirational, stories that where people overcome adversity. You've won several acknowledgments yourself. I mean, you were voted one of the 20 outstanding women you should know. You've received a special congressional recognition of outstanding and invaluable service to the community. Recognized for advocacy to prevent child abuse, domestic violence, recognized for humanitarian concerns, and the list goes on. What is it that inspires you? What makes you, Marilla, get up out of bed every morning and want to do this work?
The fact that I'm still here. Coming out of In Our House, my life story, when I realized after looking back and carrying so much negativity and luggage throughout the years, when I realized I could let that go and stop remaining a victim and I could heal from everything and use it as power and strength and fuel to help me be better, to want more, to have more passion, and to help others not go through any of the things that I had experienced. I was born into a cycle. I didn't have to be put there. So I try and teach people and inspire them. They can get out of it. They can overcome. They have to believe it. Because when people read my book, they say, oh, my God, there's no way you should have made it out of that house. I'm like, yeah, but that's my faith in God, and that's my passion for life.
Yeah.
And so if you can teach people to have that, which I believe you can, you can't change their mind. They can change their mindset, but you can teach them how. And that's what I spend my life doing.
Yeah, and this is a great actual follow-on from Dr. Daniel Gottlieb that we just spoke with, because his part of his whole message is that, you know, let's change our narrative and, you know, let's not be that victim. And you certainly are not a victim. I love your energy. You woke me up.
Thank
I mean, just not that I was asleep, but... So you are, what's next for you? I read you have four more books coming out.
Oh, my gosh. They are slamming out. I'm telling you, I spent so much time isolated writing. But I love, every time I'm given a story, I do ghostwriting and I do my own stories. But I love when someone asks me to do a story that takes you from pain into triumph. I love the world seeing such positive messages instead of reading things that are devastating and horrific and tear you down and leave you depressed after you read it.
Right,
so when
right.
you can learn how to triumph, that's to me, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm doing exactly what I want to do in life, and I love it.
Well, I love it too, and I want to just ask you if you what you would like to leave our listeners with today, Marilla. We're right at the end of our segment, so what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
I'll tell you, the two most powerful words in this world are I am. If you believe, if you just believe you can, you will. I was made Oprah's ambassador of hope, but what I like to teach people is that hope is that stepping stone to having pure faith. And when you have faith, you no longer need hope. You have to learn to believe, so get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I put out inspiration every day on Facebook and Twitter and on my website. You can find something that will make you smile or empower you or give you strength. If you want to go there, just absorb it. It will make your day.
And listeners can find that at marillascott.com. And I know you've got links to your blog, your Twitter, your Facebook account from there, from marillascott.com, right? Yeah. Well, I thank you. Thanks so much for being with us today. Congratulations on your new book, Intuition, just coming out today. And we'll be seeing more of you, I guess, with four more books on the way.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. And before we go today, I have a quick announcement to make, because last week I did an interview with an interesting young man, Austin Kleon, and he's actually coming out here to Seattle in April. But I'm going to let Eric tell us about that event. But I just wanted to let you know that why we're doing this. I interviewed him last week because of time schedule, etc. And we're going to bring that interview to you sometime in April for the first time. So tell us a little bit about the event, if you would, Eric.
The event is at Town Hall and Elliott Bay Book Company as part of the Arts and Culture Series sponsored by City Arts Magazine. Tickets are just $5, and Town Hall member benefits include priority seating and discounted on-site book sales. Doors open 6:30 p.m. for a 7:30 start time. And to learn more, you'll want to watch Kleon's Steal Like an Artist TED Talk, which is up on the YouTubes right now. So you can check that out. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter what age you are. I think you need to get a different perspective of things. And, you know, I like to look sometimes at what really young people are doing when they're new to the business. Austin Kleon's been around for a little while, but you do get a different perspective of things. And since Seattle is such a cultural mecca, it's just full of artists and, you know, people who just want to get their work out there. But getting discovered is the tricky thing.
It's one of the biggest hurdles to creative success, really.
Yeah. And his whole premise is, you know, focus on the creativity and the rest will come. And he has an interesting perspective on networking, which we'll share with you in the interview in April. Totally different perspective, actually. And one of the things that I love is that he talks about process versus product versus end result. So it should be an interesting talk for anybody who's interested in that. And of course, we hope you'll tune in for our interview with Austin Kleon in April. Give us the information one more time, if you would, Eric.
Well, again, the TED Talk is Steal Like an Artist, if you want to learn more about Austin. But again, it's happening at Town Hall and Elliott Bay Book Company as part of the Arts and Culture Series sponsored by City Arts. Tickets just $5. And if you're a Town Hall member, you'll get priority seating and discounted book sales. The doors open at 6:30 and it's a 7:30 start time. Learn more again at the TED Talk.
Great, thank you. And Austin's new book, the one that I interviewed him on, is called Show Your Work, 10 Ways to Share Your Creativity and Get Discovered. So look out for that coming in April. Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. I love both of my guests today. Dr. Daniel Gottlieb's book is really good, I think, for anyone who's ever felt lonely or just a little bit, hey, I don't fit in here. It is a really... you know, sometimes we feel that way even when we're with friends. Everybody has felt that way at some point. But it's called The Wisdom We're Born With, Restoring Our Faith in Ourselves. And of course, we just talked with Marilla Scott And her latest book is Intuition. And I have to get out of here and let the next person come in. So thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week. Until then, live well, live strong. You can find me at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Vicky St. Clair. If you have a business, service, or event and would like to deliver your message to a large audience, call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine the spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772.